discussion could be structured to facilitate productive, non-politicized discussions. We would like to see such discussions encourage high contracting parties that have recently used MOTAPAM during military operations to share their actual practice consistent with their obligations under AP2, including the challenges they faced, especially with respect to protection of civilians. Furthermore, such discussions should encourage the sharing of practical measures high contracting parties have actually implemented, including measures to disseminate information about AP2 obligations to their armed forces, measures to train personnel who would be expected to conduct military operations with MOTAPAM, written policies and practices related to the use of MOTAPAM, and measures to plan for military operations using MOTAPAM. We also think it would be important to encourage high contracting parties to send to the meeting their military experts who have experience implementing their respective states' AP2 obligations. Finally, it would be important to encourage high contracting parties to focus on sharing their own policies and practices implementing AP2, rather than using the meeting as an opportunity to criticize the practice of other high contracting parties. While we recognize the topic has been politicized in the past, we believe these measures would allow us to get past those obstacles and engage in a constructive discussion on the implementation of AP2 in the context of MOTAPAM. Thank you.